Bill Nyman is founder of Nyman Ranch, a natural beef, pork, and lamb company supplied by a network of over 600 family-owned farms and ranches that adhere to a strict code of animal husbandry emphasizing traditional humane methods. He served as a commissioner on the Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production, which produced the report Putting Meat on the Table, Industrial Farm Animal Production in America. He was also recently featured in Time Magazine's cover story, Getting Real, about the high price of cheap food. We spoke to him today from his ranch in Bolinas, just north of San Francisco.
The beef we raise on our ranch is quite different from what is today available in supermarkets, although it's very similar to what was offered historically in this country to everyone across in the nation. And where we differ is what happens to our cattle once they leave their mothers and the open range of the West or permanent pastures of the Midwest. And that is, our cattle do not go into a confinement lot where they are fed a high energy ration in order to make them fat quickly, and as opposed to allowing that to occur naturally over a couple seasons of eating grass and naturally occurring forage. So in the primary difference then is our cattle are, as we characterize, grain-free and grass-finished, grass-fat. So it's a difference from an eating quality as well as a difference in the lifestyle of the animal. So if you adhere to the notion that the animals are what they eat, and we are therefore, we are what they eat as well, and the nutritional benefits and the wholesomeness of eating a naturally occurring diet of natural forage is, surpasses that in many ways of the intensive grain finishing.
Now, Bill Nyman, you were recently featured in a big Time Magazine cover story called Getting Real about the high price of cheap food. The agriculture industry, not very happy with that article. One man by the name of Greg Henderson from Drover's Magazine wrote a letter to Time saying that essentially the magazine had given the industry the shaft, as it were, and he called you out and said basically you promoted your products by disparaging traditional beef and pork, scaring consumers into believing that your production methods are somehow safer and more nutritious. What do you say to that?
We certainly don't mean to disparage any other systems. What we're doing is we just described how we do it, and I think the amount of consumer interest and the kind of body of knowledge that's kind of convinced that, again, we are what the animals eat and what we're feeding. If you treat them like a sponge, they're gonna eat like a sponge, and they're gonna pass on all the perhaps dangerous things that we're feeding them. And I think the consumer, having absorbed all the conversation and public dialogue about what's happening in the food industry, and they're having expressed their desire at the grocery store, as evidenced by the increased demand for the kind of things that we're producing. I think that really tells the story. So I when you think that the industry is currently in a, let me answer it this way, you think the industry is currently in a very oversupplied position where there's a, you know, meat as animals are being produced below cost, and there's conversations, there are huge efforts going on now to reduce the breeding flock of chickens, turkeys, dairy cattle are going to slaughter because the industry is overproduced, and pork industry is, you know, on the skids because there's too many pigs. And I think this goes back to consumers' unwillingness to take a chance on the meat that's being offered, and that unwillingness or reluctance to purchase and consume as much meat is not just about the economic conditions in the country, it's about the people managing the risk of what they eat. And they have been convinced, and I think there's a lot of good science to substantiate those feelings, that the current food supply, the current oversupply of cheap food, is actually not the most wholesome thing that you can eat.
Bill, do you want to say anything about PAMTA, the preservation of antibiotics for medical treatment, that pending legislation?
Yeah, I mean, antibiotics really are wonder drugs, and the idea that we would risk the ability of humans to benefit from antibiotics by continuing to feed them to in huge amounts and unresponsibly to livestock in confinement to make those systems work at the cost to human health is, to me, just beyond, you know, I mean, it really does. Again, if you apply any kind of common sense understanding to this question, you have to come up on the side of, hey, let's not do it, it's too risky. Let's save those antibiotics specifically for humans because they do work wonders. And as a result of the rampant misuse, both in human and animal medical therapy, they antibiotics are becoming less and less effective.